Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Dorney's Vinyl. This is episode number 12 of season 6 here. We're cruising right through season 6. This is a weekly podcast, if you're unfamiliar with my podcast. Every odd-numbered podcast that I do is an album review, and I'm looking at albums that are mostly from before I was born, so 1996. So a lot of, most of them are 70s, 80s classic rock albums, some 90s, early 90s, some late 60s. I don't know if I've had anything like mid 60s. But yeah, most of them are late 60s to early 90s, mostly 70s and 80s though. Last week's album review was Don Henley's Building the Perfect Beast. And at the end, I'll talk about what next week's album is going to be. It's a little bit of a different, not just a regular album. And the even-numbered podcasts are what I call EP, extra podcast. Half of those are games guest starring my wife. So 2 weeks ago, I did a game of album Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And then the other half of those are just little tidbits of information, such as this one. This is a little tidbit of information. I've been doing this. This is the fifth time I'm doing an On This Date segment, I believe. Actually, it could be the seventh time I'm doing an On This Date segment. It is the seventh time that I'm doing an On This Date segment. So what I do, essentially, on this date, so this podcast is being released on November 20th, I go back and I pick a random year for the Billboard charts. So we're looking at November 20th, 1982. I'm going to run through the top 10 in the U.S. for albums and the top 10 hits in the U.S. So essentially, it's a relatively brief podcast. It's a fun one to look at, though. So this is 41 years ago. So let me start with the albums. So in the Billboard 200, the number 10 album on this date was Neil Diamond's Heartlight. I'm not fully familiar with that album. Number 9 is John Cougar's American Fool. I don't believe... I have a couple John Cougar Mellencamp albums. I don't believe I have this one. Number 8 is The Who, It's Hard. I do have this album. I think this was my first Who album. So I do have this one. I know I'm familiar with it. Number 7 was Billy Joel's The Nylon Curtain. I got a lot of Billy Joel. I do not have this album, though. Number 6 is Joe Jackson's Night and Day. This is weird. I know the cover for this album, but I don't have this as part of my collection. Number 5 is Stray Cats Built for Speed. Do not have it as part of my collection, but I did just recently sell it on my eBay store, which I will talk about that at the end of this podcast as well. Number 4 is Lionel Richie's self-titled album, Lionel Richie. Number 3 is Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. I got a lot of Bruce Springsteen. I don't have Nebraska on record, though, which I feel like that's like one of the only ones... that like one of his main ones that I'm missing. I have everything from 73 to like from Greetings from Asbury Park all the way up to Born in the USA and even beyond that. So I got to get that one. Number 2 is Fleetwood Mac's Mirage. I got that one. Big Fleetwood Mac fan. And number 1, somewhat surprising in my opinion, Men at Work's Business as Usual. I'm not a big Men at Work fan, a big Fleetwood Mac and Bruce Springsteen fan, but not a big Men at Work fan. So I'm surprised that that was number 1. And then we'll move into now the Hot 100, the top 10 songs on the Hot 100. At number 10, Diana Ross's Muscles. I am not familiar with this song at all. At number 9, Joe Jackson's Steppin' Out. I'm assuming that that's off of the Joe Jackson Night and Day album, but I'm not familiar with the song. Number 8, a song that I am familiar with. Actually, I think I'm familiar with a lot of the rest of the songs on here. But number 8, Hall & Oates' Man Eater. That's a classic song. I feel like almost everyone should know that one. And number 7, also a classic song, Tony Basil's Mickey. We just recently watched MTV Classics, and they had like an 80s hour, and this music video is the most hilarious thing. Well, 80s music videos are the most hilarious thing, but this one was really funny. At number 6, coming in at number 6, ranked number 6 was Men at Work's Who Can It Be Now? Another classic song that I know. Number 5, Neil Diamond's Heartlight. I don't know a lot about Neil Diamond. I'm assuming this is off of his self-titled album, Heartlight. Not self-titled album, but it's off of the album of the same name, Heartlight. Number 4, Laura Branigan's Gloria. I'm pretty sure in my head I know what this song is. but I didn't know who it was by Laura Branigan, but I'm pretty sure I know that one. Number three, I don't know the top three. Number three, Olivia Newton-John's Heart Attack. Don't know that one. Number two, Lionel Richie's Truly. Don't know that. And number one, Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes' Up Where We Belong. I don't know that one. I know Joe Cocker. I know Jennifer Warnes. I don't know the song Up Where We Belong. I'm wondering if that's off of a soundtrack. But yeah, so that concludes this little EP. The EPs are short. The extra podcasts are short. I keep them around like 5 to 7 minutes. Just, you know, it's hard to do 20-minute podcasts every week. It's a lot of work, especially when I'm just by myself. And it is a lot of like researching stuff. I prefer to do research as opposed to just talking because I'm not very good at just talking about things off the cuff. But if you are not already, please go follow me on Instagram at Dorney's Vinyl. That's where I'll post. Every podcast gets released Monday at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But I will also post on Instagram just as a reminder. And also, in about a little bit over a month, starting in 2024, voting for Season 7 will start. I can't believe that's already coming up. And that takes about like 2.5 to 3 months. That's always fun. The brackets that I do are so intense. I want to make sure that the top albums are being chosen by my followers on Instagram to be able to do podcasts about. As I mentioned earlier, I also sell 33s and 45s on my eBay store. Got about 350 listings or so. So if you're interested in expanding your record collection or starting your record collection, go search up Dorney's Vinyl, no spaces, and find me as a seller. And next week's podcast is going to be an album review. Not a typical studio album review. It's going to be one of the two soundtrack albums of the season, and it's going to be the soundtrack for the movie Xanadu. So that's going to be, I think that'll be a fun one. I have not seen the movie. I've heard the soundtrack a couple times, and it's two artists that I enjoy. So I'm interested to do that podcast. That concludes this podcast, though. So I'll talk to you all next week.